the New York Yankees perform when the lights are low, when the pressure is off, like Carlos Rodon and like a young Jason Dominguez that came up at the end of the year when the season was cooked. So, yeah, he's swinging away, bombs away, hitting home runs. First swing, Verlander, take it deep. There was no pressure. There was no expectations. And you guys want me to believe that he's now, he's injury prone already. The New York Yankees, everybody's hurt. Juan Soto comes here, he's got injuries. He's injury prone now. He's 22, 21. And I have to play stock in him coming back to save this team? A kid who had 8 games of experience last year? I was at a couple. I saw him hit the ball live. Great. But who were they facing? No one. There was no pressure. So you mean to tell me that I have to believe? No, I'm not dumb. I have to believe that in October, when the lights are brightest, when the pressure is on, that's what's going to... No, that's not the saving grace. It's just not. Alex Verdugo has to pick it up. This is his last year here. Early on in the season, we were talking about how do we keep Verdugo for years after this? That's done. That's done. There's no way. This is his last season. This is his last half a season in pinstripes. It started off great. There was no adjustment for a guy first time in New York, and we overestimated what he was. Oh, this guy is perfect. We haven't had a left fielder in years. Left-handed bat. This guy's got swag, moxie, aura, the dogs, the chains, the tattoos. He's been terrible. 888-808-1019. I'm supposed to believe that, Keith, they're more of what they were to start the year? No! No! Look at baseball. Some of the teams that they beat early on in the year were trash, and then they figured it out. Like, we were raving about the Houston Astros. The Astros, they were terrible. They started to figure it out. Same thing with the Arizona Diamondbacks. They started to figure it out. Do I have to go back? Like, the Cleveland Guardians were not who they are now when they ran into the Yankees. They got to beat up on the White Sox. They got to beat up on the Tigers. They got to beat up on the Twins. They can't even beat the teams in the AL East. Am I losing it? Like, am I seeing something different? As much as people want to call me a Yankee homer and a Yankee fanboy, I'm not. I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm a baseball fan. And I'm not the smartest baseball fan, but I'm also not a dumbass. Just watch. Just look. Just literally look at it. Like, they can't make the play. It is, like, how do you have first place and a sweep after you haven't been able to win a series? How do you have the team that is above you in the rankings, the one team that you got to worry about, you have them in your grasp, and you can't make the final plays? You can't make the pitches? You unravel to the extent where you give up 3 runs in, like, please, bro, you fool me, can't fool me again. 888-808-1019. I want to believe. I want to be dead wrong. I want to win the World Series. I grew up watching the Yankees on TV thinking I could never get up here, thinking I could never afford to go to the game. My only way in was to build a skeleton key through my profession. And look what I've done, thanks to God up above. I want to win just as bad as you guys because I will literally be a part of it. I watch these guys every night like you do. I can't even go out to dinner or go visit family and take a break from it because I'm a fiend like you are. As long as my cell phone isn't dead, I know exactly what's going on in that Yankee game. And a lot of times I'm looking and I'm shaking my head. And it's not good enough. They're fake elite. It's not good enough. They can't do the basic things like run out ground balls, know how many outs there are, go score the run, pick up the ball, get it to second, take a step back on that. Don't take a step in and then fall flat on your face. I said this last week, they need to wake up and realize who they are, what they represent, and the fan base that they're letting down. This is supposed to be a year where they're hell-bent on being a champion. I don't believe it. I see a team going through the motions, repeating the same mistakes they've done year after year in this era. So if you want to blame Aaron Boone because he's the manager of this, go for it. If you want to blame Brian Cashman because he's the general manager of all of this, go for it. If you want to blame Hal Steinbrenner because he owns the team and this is what we've seen, go for it. I blame the guys on the field. I blame the guys on the field that can live off of Yankees' past. They have that many fans in the ballpark because of Yankees' past. They have that many fans in the ballpark, really because of guys like Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. The rest of these guys, they don't take it serious enough. They're not locked in enough. They're not focused enough, because if they were, they wouldn't let that game slip like it did Sunday. I turned the game off. I sent out a couple tweets in disgust, and I said, don't let the Yankees ruin your Sunday like they did all last month and they did last year. We don't get to play, folks. We don't get to play. But we spend our hard-earned money. We spend time in the car to drive there, time on the train to drive there. I have come from far lengths to get to that stadium to watch that team just to be let down year after year after year. And yeah, if your bar is to win 100 games and make the postseason, cool. But you guys know that's not the bar. You guys know that's not it. It's World Series, because that's what they've sold to us. It's World Series because that is what their brand is built on, the 27-time champions. And if this team is somehow going to get to a World Series this year where it's wide open, and that's what grinds my gears even more, it is not like the Astros are almighty. It is not like some other team put together. But some team is going to make moves. Some team in the AL is going to look at this deadline and say, oh, we can add. And they're going to have an easier time adding than the Yankees will. And so when they get the starting pitcher that puts them over the top, or the bat that's in their lineup that makes them better, like, don't be surprised in October if I'm here talking to you after they get eliminated and I'm saying, go back to June. Go back to last year. Go back to August of 2022. You've seen them rely on Gleyber Torres. You've seen them rely on DJ LeMahieu. You've seen them tell you Volpe is the guy. And you know what? We passed on all these generational shortstops because we have the guy. And they jerked him around. They messed up his development. They need him to click. They need so many things to go right now, from the catching position to the bench, and it's become an issue. Your closer is not a closer. The way that he approaches his job, the way that he executes his job, it is not safe for October. It's just not. So you mean to tell me I gotta trust that Clay Holmes is going to go in and guys are just going to hit bat to ball and the ball's just going to find guys' gloves? It seems to not. He's got 6 blown saves in the first half. Is there 6 more coming up? And even in some of the games where they bailed him out, there's too many guys on the base paths. It's too shaky, man. And there are too many guys in the infield that make errors. There are too many guys that get up to home plate. They're not watching the at-bat before them. A guy can throw a 4-pitch walk to the guy before him. They're coming out first pitch swinging, not looking at a pitch. It drives you nuts. So I don't know how they're being coached. I don't know what they're saying to each other. But what I know is they position themselves like they are the upper echelon. They position themselves like they are the best team in baseball, like they are a better franchise than everyone, and every franchise they face circles them. Every team that they get in a series with, they're not thinking about Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera. They're thinking about, I'm going to rock whatever pitcher they throw out there, and one of these guys is going to give it up on the other side. 888-808-1019. If Judge can't power them to victory, then I don't know. And even when you do have the heroics of a Ben Rice, They blow it. Even when you do have the heroics of a Trent Grisham, they find a way to blow it. And they sign guys like Carlos Rodon. They trade for guys like Frankie Montas. But then when it falls short, they make excuses. And they tell you, oh, well, you can't predict injuries. Or, oh, this wasn't available to us. Oh, and no, we don't need to audit ourselves. We're just going to keep going through the motions because this is good. This is fine. Like the dog in that meme where everything around him is on fire, but he's sitting there with his cup of coffee. This is fine. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to tell social team, clip that rant. There you go. There's a Yankee rant to clip for the break where we're supposed to be not worrying about the Yankees. Like, and how sad is that? Early on in this year, man, I couldn't wait for first pitch. Early on this year, Monday would come and I say, what do I do until the Yankees get back on TV? Now Monday comes and we say, we can't lose today. Yeah, off day can't beat us. And now the All-Star break is here, and it's like, man, at least we have 4 days off from watching them play a brand of baseball that just makes you want to throw your remote into the television. 888-808-1019. And yeah, you guys can sell me on the 50-plus wins and one game out of first. You know that doesn't matter. You know that doesn't matter. And be optimistic. I am. I'm still going to games. I'm still rooting for the team. I can't wait for October. But the I told you so. And the feeling of, like, the inevitable, like, it's just, there's so many inevitable things that can throw this team off of its course. When it happens, I'm not going to be down about it this year. I'm not going to be depressed about it this year, right? A lot of you guys know I lost my brother, and when I lost my brother was October. When October comes, I always get this eerie feeling. Halloween, the postseason, and the Yankees always exiting a postseason, and I'm telling you, the depression hits me in a way I can't sleep, I can't eat. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it this year. I'm not doing it. And this team gave me these great vibes and this good feeling of like, this could be the year. I'm going to be on the roller coaster, but I have no expectations. I've seen enough. There's so many holes that they have to fill. There's so many problems that they have to fix. And I don't expect Major League Baseball to say, hey, Brian Cashman, how can we help you out for nothing? 888-808-1019. And I also don't expect these guys to actually like, you know, snap into it, because the manager's just going to tell them it's all right in front of them and they hold the pen. So they're going to keep going through the motions. And if Judge doesn't power them to victory and Soto doesn't power them to victory, it'll be one of the guys that you least expect it to fumble a ground ball, let a fly ball go over his head, or to run into some outs on the base paths. And then it'll be the end of the Yankees 2024 season.